Radio.
You're listening to Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy, on cradio.org.au.
Wherever you are around the world today, it's great you can be here with us. Today, we're going to talk about how do you tell someone that you love them, you appreciate them, that you value them. The truth is, many of us think it, we just don't happen to do it. But the scriptures tell us that we actually should. Well, I think today is going to bless you because you're going to be able to change someone's life by what we're going to talk about today. Many years ago, a Catholic priest used to ask me all the time how my personal prayer was going, and I didn't know how to answer. Well, he taught me how to pray, and my life has never been the same. It's the most important thing I do in my life. So I wrote a book called Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person that step by step helps us to pray. Have you ever noticed that so often our prayers can be just asking for things from God? And any relationship that's all about just asking for stuff is not really a very fulfilling and meaningful relationship, is it? Or have you ever noticed that so often when it comes to prayer, we just don't know what to say? Well, I'm a husband and a father of five children, and I wrote this book, Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person, for women and men like me who are busy and yet want to connect with God in some way. I would love to bless you and give you this book for no charge, for no cost. Prayer changed my life. I would not be here today if it was not for personal prayer. Write to me on this address or call me on this number and I'll send you Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person for no charge at all. And I pray it blesses you.
We want you to have Bruce's book, Personal Prayer, for free. Call us on the number on your screen or write to us and we'll send you a copy of Personal Prayer.
Can I ask you a question? When's the last time you told someone that you love, that you love them? When's the last time you told someone that you care about, that you care about them? When's the last time you told someone that you appreciate them, that you appreciate them? The truth is, many of us, we think it, but we don't actually do it all that often, do we? We don't do it all that often. Well, when I was a young man, I was 20 years old. I moved in with a group of guys to live in a house. There was quite a number of them. We all shared this house together. It was for a year. And we got together because we were a group of guys who wanted to make something of our lives. We just didn't want to waste away our young life. And so we actually were quite disciplined about, we decided we live in the same house and we'd be quite disciplined in achieving something in that year. It was one of the best years of my entire life that I can recall throughout my whole life. And one of the things they did was they would do this thing called an honouring. That's right, an honouring. I'd never heard of an honouring. And I remember it was only early in the year. We had just begun. And one night we all came home and I noticed the guy who was kind of the leader of the house, the group. He said, "Everybody, get yourself some ice cream, some dessert." And we all did. And we all went into the front room. And then we all sat in a circle. And then he turned to me and he said to me, he said, "Bruce, we're now going to honor you." I didn't know particularly what that was. And he said, "This is the rules." He said, "We all get to talk. You're not allowed to respond to anybody in anything anybody says." And then at the end, right at the end, after we've said a prayer for you, we'll let you say something, but you can't say anything until then. Well, I didn't know what was going to happen. And then one by one, these guys started saying, and they started with this phrase, "Bruce, I want to honor you because," and then they just said something about me. They talked about some of the positive things about me and who I was and what I'd done for them and things I didn't even know that I'd done. And there wasn't any negativity. There was no, you know, "You're like this or that." No, it was just completely positive. And it went on for an hour or so. And I remember at the end of it, I had never seen myself like that. I'd never seen myself like that. And I remember being quite stunned, to be quite honest with you. I remember being quite simply stunned. 2 weeks later, I was in the house and I happened to bump into the guy who had organized it. And he said to me, he said, "Ever since that night, when that happened," he said, "you haven't been the same, have you?" And I remember thinking to myself, well, I hadn't, because I never knew That's how people saw me. You know, people are very happy to point out your shortcomings. People are happy to laugh at you. But I'd never seen this thing called honor happened ever before quite like that. And it changed my life. The power of honor that we're going to read about in the scriptures and learn about today has the capacity to change people's lives. My wife, Rosemary, and I, we have five children. And there's a couple of things that we think we gave our children that are really important. And I would say that one of the couple of things we did was that we gave our children the concept of honor. Honor can change a person's life. Why don't we pray as we begin today? Dear Lord, as we pray about honor today, as we pray about this gift that can be so powerful that it can change people's lives, we pray, Lord God, that we would become people of honor and we'd be able to change the lives of people that we love, the people we work with, and the people that we come across in our lives. In the book of James, there's a whole passage about speaking and the power of the tongue. And the tongue speech is something that we read about in the scriptures that talked about many times. In the book of Proverbs, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat of its fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Another version says it this way: those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill and nourish life. And in the book of James, we read this little passage that's written by the author of James, and in it it says that for all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide the whole horse by a little bit. Or look at the ships, though they are large, that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. The tongue has the power to give life, and the tongue has the power to kill. Have you ever seen, I've been a parent, and I've looked at the devastation in my children's lives when sometimes they've come home from school and someone has said to them, someone has teased them, someone has called them names, someone has said something to them that it just drains life from them, and you've been able to see it. We all know that, don't we? Because we've all had it done to us at one time or another where someone has spoken in a negative way about us and we've found life drained from us. We've also found those occasions when words have built us up and we've found life. And see, so I want to talk about the power of words, because words is so linked to the whole concept of honor. See, words have the capacity to build up or to tear down. They have the capacity to hurt or to heal. They can scar or soothe. They can motivate or demotivate. They can create and they can destroy words. And you know that old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. No, names will break my heart, is really what it should say. Because of words, people have been turned into murderers or lovers. Because of words, people have avoided wars and started wars. Because of wars, marriages have begun. And many of us know people, because of words, marriages have ended. Because of words, children in the playground are either bullied or loved. Because of words, businesses have begun and businesses have ended. And because of words, dreams have come true. And because of words, dreams have been destroyed. Words express our deepest thoughts. Words pierce to the very core of our being. And the scriptures talk powerfully about it. Our world is soaked in words today. You only have to walk past a television set to hear words, 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 words. There are people who are commentators, television program after television program, with a whole idea of the television program, and the person who's got the job is just to talk for the entire time. And yet words have power. Leaders can speak and stock exchange prices can drop or fall. Words can change the direction of a whole person's life because of words. How we talk determines whether our husband will believe that he can be a world beater or not. Our words will determine whether our children grow up with the same kind of obsessions, problems, and struggles and difficulties that we have. Because of words, your friends will attain their potential or maybe be stopped from it. Because of words, we can be in churches that are simply amazing and in relationships in church that's amazing. That day, those guys honored me, changed me, and I never went back. I never, ever was ever the same, ever the same. Oh, we tell each other we love each other, don't we, so often? We tell each other we do. We often do it casually. Sometimes we don't say it with our words. We think people will just know by our actions. I recently told a story somewhere else, in another program, I think it was actually, of a place where I was talking, and I was speaking in a church, and there was a morning session and an evening session. And in the morning session, I actually asked the question to all the men in the room, when was the last time you went home and said to your wife that you loved her? And I remember that night, a woman came to me. She was about 70 years of age, and she came to me and she said to me, "Did you say something?" I didn't know who this woman was. "Did you say something to the men this morning, or to my husband this morning?" And I couldn't quite remember. And I said, "Maybe." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, he came home from the session this morning. And he came into the kitchen. I was in the kitchen and I'm working at the bench and he's just standing there and it was kind of odd." And eventually I looked at him and I said to him, do you want to say something to me?" And he looked at me and he pointed his finger at me and he said to me, and she said, "I'm 70 years old and he's older." And he looked at me and he said to me, "I love you." And she said, "He hasn't said it for 30 years. And she said, "It was just beautiful." You see, so often we think people know, but our words are powerful. Jesus said, "What comes out of our mouth is an expression of what's in here." I know that there are many men who stop and go, "Well, I don't have to say anything, do I? I come home. I come home, isn't that enough? I go to work, I bring home, supply stuff for the family along with my wife who supplies stuff. Surely that's enough." See, when we tell someone what we think of them, we value them. And in the Bible, in the scriptures, there is this concept called honor. And honor is this valuing. In the Greek word, the word for honor is actually time. And the literal definition of honoring is a valuing. And if you talk in the Greek culture, when a person speaks of something that's valuable, precious in their life, so or weighty, they're really talking about a value, something with weight, something that's worth time, something that's precious. Other definitions of honor are things like appreciation or esteem or favorable, being seen favorably in regard and respect. Honor flows from this place of the heart. And what's the heart? The heart is the central part of us. It's not just an organ. It's who we are in that place of passion and identity. We value not because of what someone has done for us, but because of who they are. And as a Christian, we value because every human being, no matter what shape they are, what color they are, what they do, how intelligent they are, whether they are able-bodied or not, we value every human being and every life for this simple reason, that we are made in the image and in the very likeness of God. And there's a value to human life. There's a value to people. When's the last time, seriously, when's the last time you told someone that you love them, that you appreciate them, that you honor them? When's the last time? For many of us, I asked that question to a group of people a little while ago recently. I asked it actually to a group of young people who were in their 20s to 30s. And when you get to my age, that's young. I asked a group of people in their 20s and 30s, you know, what they thought of their mother. It was for Mother's Day recently. And I asked them, what did they think of their mother? And they all were able to sit there and tell me these wonderful features and aspects of their mum that they loved and what their mum had done for them. And I asked them as a group, so have you told her? And almost every one of them in the room said no. When's the last time you honoured them? When I got married, just before I was married, we had a gathering of all the guys, a whole pile of my friends, and my brother came along. My brother had never heard anything about, one of my brothers had never heard anything about honouring. And he came along and was ready for a lot, you know, a big party with all the guys. And I remember afterwards, he was due to get married about 6 months after me. And I remember going back to the house where we were staying with my mum and dad, and him and his fiancée were there. And I remember going back to the house afterwards, and I remember him telling the story, and it went something like this. He said there were 27 guys at this thing. And they were all, you know, they were all there eating and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, Bruce's best man, he stands up and he says, everybody, if you need a drink, go get yourself a drink. And he said they all went and got a drink, so they had something to drink. And then he turns to Bruce and he says, Bruce, we're going to honour you now. And you can't say anything until the end. And he said, for an hour and a half, he said, 27 guys said things about Bruce I've never heard in my life. I'd never heard in my life. And he said at the end, he said, Bruce got to say something. And they said a prayer for him. And he said, it was amazing. And he said this, I'll never forget it. He said, I hope when I get married in 6 months' time, someone would say something about me. Because in some sense, honor builds up. Honor declares who we are, in the wonder that we're made in the image and the likeness of God, and not the smallness, the narrowness, and the negativity and the frailty that sometimes we see ourselves for. Why don't you take time to honour someone, to tell them what they are truly like? Because you can change who they are. I went to see my mother the other day. My mother is 90 years old, and my mother has fairly serious and advanced dementia. And I went to see Mum, and as I went to see Mum, I was sitting with her for about an hour, and then she was talking to me, and then all of a sudden she seemed to not be as aware. And I stopped and I said to her, Mum, who am I? Because I had a feeling she'd forgotten me, and then she turned to me and she looked at me and smiled and she said, I have no idea. Only minutes ago we'd been having a good conversation and then she was gone. And we talked for a while, but I remembered Mum from when I was a child, from when I was little, and Mum was fierce in her love for myself and my four brothers. Gee, in the eyes of anybody else, we were the best kids out. Apparently we never fought, never argued, never anything when I heard my mum talk about us. It's not my memory of us, but my mum was fierce in her love for us. And here she now was 90 years old, frail, and had forgotten me. Yeah. But my mother is deserving of honour, not because of anything she ever did for me, even giving me life, but because she's a human being made in the image and likeness of God. And yet, yes, she did give me life, and yet she did do an amazing amount more for me. And if I had time, I could tell you that the sacrifices that my mum made for my brothers and I. I can tell you about the times when we had barely any food and mum would give to my four brothers and I anything she had that she was going to eat in order that we would eat. I could tell you stories about mum going without clothes, going out, that so many things, in order that we would have. Even things that weren't absolutely necessary, but just things that would make us happy. My mum was a saint. My mum was a hero. My mum is a saint. My mum is a hero. And she is deserving of honour. And just the fact she can't talk back and hold a conversation right now does not mean she has diminished in her need to be honoured. See, what does talk do? When we talk, and particularly when we talk to ourselves, our talk affects our actions. Our actions affect our success. Our success affects our talk. Our talk affects our actions. Our actions dictate our success. And we go around all the time. Talk can change your life. Talk can change someone else's life. I remember a lady, I was speaking at a Catholic church somewhere, and a lady came up to me one day, and she was going through a bit of a hard time, and we had a long chat. And she'd had a little bit of difficulty with her husband, and their relationship hadn't been the best. And I said to her as I spoke to her, I said, "Why don't you go home and honour him?" She said, "What's that?" She said, "What's an honouring?" And I just explained a little bit to her about what honouring was, what the scripture tells us to do, how important it is, about how it can change a person's life. And I said, "When's his birthday?" And she said, "Well, it's actually next Sunday." And I said, well, why don't you honour him?" And she said, "Well, how do you do it?" And I said, well, I don't know that there's really an absolute positive way, but the way Rosemary and I and our family have done it for years is it's really quite simple. What we've done is after dinner, when maybe we have dessert, we give everybody dessert, and then we sit at the table. I said, "Why don't you just..." We sit at the table, and whoever it is who's to be honoured, everybody gets honoured on their birthday. We sit in a circle, and we start with this one phrase: "I want to honour you because..." I want to honour you because. And then you say whatever you want to say. And they have no right of reply until everybody is done, and then they can say whatever they want. And so often they speak with such beauty and humility. And to be honest with you, a lot of the time, having been to many, many honourings, people are lost for words. And I said, "So why don't you just get together with your husband?" And she said, "I've got four daughters." And I said, "Well, why don't you get your four daughters? Why don't you explain to them how it is? Why don't you maybe prepare a special dessert that your husband likes? And why don't you honour him? You'll be doing what the scripture says." Well, anyway, they got together. She had two children in high school, two children in primary school, grade school. And she rang me 2 days later. She said, "Well, we made his favourite dessert." And then we sat around, and he had no idea what was about to happen. And we said to him, "Listen, Dad, you can't talk. You can't talk."
Go to BruceDownsTheCatholicGuide.com for the rest of this episode and so much more.
I'd invite you to join me for Pray for Someone You Love. In all of our lives, there are people in our lives who really need the power of God to change their circumstance. In many people's lives, there are things that only God can do in their life. It might be a husband, a wife, a friend, a parent, a brother or sister, a child, where we would like God to bless them and work in their lives. So, starting on November the 1st, we're going to spend one whole month praying for people, and praying for people specifically that we know. To help you, I'm going to send you a 5-minute video each day. We'll send you an audio that you could listen to, that little talk each day that will inspire you. Or you can join us to pray the rosary if you want to, and we're going to explain what that is. You can choose to do all three. You could just decide, "I'm just going to do one." In addition to that, I'm going to send you my free book, Pray for Someone You Love, which will help us go through the whole month of November praying every day. This is going to change millions of people's lives and may well be the greatest gift that you ever give anybody. This is going to be a marvelous time. Don't miss it. Join me for Pray for Someone You Love.
Sign up for Pray for Someone You Love at thecatholicguide.com/prayforsomeone today. Join thousands of people this November as we pray for the special people that we love.
The Bible tells us that when we have needs that we should go to our friends, we should say to them, "Will you pray for us?" Well, sometimes it can be hard to find people to pray for you, for us. So why don't you write to me on this screen, and I and my prayer team, the people who pray for me, will join with you in asking God to be wonderful in your situation. Now, if you didn't go to church this week, or you just don't think you can go right now, and well, you'd know the reason for that. I want you to know this, is that when we honor someone, we change their life because we get them to see themselves as they truly are and not just the negative voices that so often we see. Why don't you go and honor someone? Write them a note, send them, give them a call, even go and talk to them and tell them what they mean to you. You'd be changing someone's life and it would have an effect upon you. Well, that's it. We'll see you next time. And don't forget, we're on television Monday through Friday on our new television program. You can see the times on the screen right now. Or if you're around the world, you can look up your local guides to find out where it is. But that's it. We'll see you next time. And remember, wherever you are around the world today, God is never far from you.
You've been listening to Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy, on cradio.org.au.